NTSB revisits whether children need seatbelts. NASA and the Israel Space Agency will officially collaborate. And Aerojet says its throttleable solid-fuel ramjet works. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, August 13, 2010. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a split decision on the value of requiring all passengers, including children under the age of two, to be properly seated and restrained in general aviation aircraft. The crash of a Pilatus PC-12 in Butte, Montana last year brought a new look at the issue. There were only 10 seats, but 13 occupants, who all died. Evidence suggests the children, ranging in age from 1 to 9 years, were unrestrained. While the board conceded that crash forces and the subsequent fire probably made the accident unsurvivable, it nevertheless recommended the FAA require separate seats and restraints for every occupant. But the recommendation was not unanimous. NTSB Vice Chair Christopher Hart pointed out that the board has made that recommendation before, to no avail, and questions the expectation it will be taken differently by the FAA this time. He suggests an alternate tactic, forcing the FAA to show how its exception from restraint requirements for children under age 2 is scientifically justified. Quote, "And if there is no scientific basis for the exception, then the exception is arbitrary by definition and should be rescinded," unquote. Hart notes that infant car seats have advanced significantly since the original decision to allow two-year-olds to sit unrestrained on the laps of adult passengers. Interesting to ponder, though unaddressed in Hart's comments, if the exemption for infants on GA aircraft is deemed arbitrary, will this also affect the policy on airliners? During a meeting Tuesday at NASA headquarters in Washington, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden and Israel Space Agency Director General Zvi Kaplan signed a statement of intent to expand the agency's cooperation in civil space activities. The agencies agreed to identify new joint activities related to Earth and space science, life sciences, space exploration, and other areas of mutual interest. The goal is to expand scientific exchanges and inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers. NASA and ISA identified opportunities including the measurement from space of Earth's gravitational field, tides, and the movement of its poles and crust, hydrological observations and joint research, and the use of the International Space Station for Israeli research and educational experiments. Aerojet reports its first-of-a-kind throttleable solid-fuel ramjet has been successfully ground-tested. The fuel is being developed to provide long-range, high-speed capability for the U.S. military and potentially for the future U.S. Air Force and Navy Joint Dual-Role Air Dominance Missile. Ramjet engines have historically used liquid fuel, but for tactical missiles, the military expressed interest in a storable solid fuel. Aerojet developed the solid fuel ramjet for the Navy Coyote missile target starting in 2000. In the time since, the company has been developing fuels with suitable properties. Aerojet claims the fuel burns very efficiently, resulting in more delivered energy and reduced visible exhaust. Testing has taken place at Aerojet's air-breathing test facility in Orange County, Virginia. Up next on ANN, Russia could be poised to make headway in narrow-body airliners. Exercise Vigilant Eagle is being hailed as a breakthrough, and EAA's Young Eagles adds additional benefits. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
The Waco YMF-5D is an open cockpit sport biplane that embodies the golden age of aviation in a new production aircraft. The evolution of the new D model Waco incorporates many new features and upgrades, delivering greater performance than ever before, but with more horsepower and lower aircraft weight. Your new Waco is completely customized to your exact specifications, including your choice of avionics. Own and live the dream yourself with the new Waco YMF-5D. Check out the dream at www.wacoclassic.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 13th. I'm Paul Platt. The widely followed analysts at Frost & Sullivan are saying the Russian aircraft industry faces an opportunity to penetrate the worldwide market for narrow-body airliners. The firm notes that both Boeing and Airbus are faced with decisions on whether to re-engine their legacy narrow-body airliners, the 737 and A320, or develop clean sheet designs to meet the needs of industry for more efficient planes. Among Russian manufacturers, Sukhoi reports more than 100 orders and potential orders for its Superjet. Irkut is looking to enter the market with the MC-21, an aircraft comparable to the A320 and 737 families. In an article on the topic, Frost & Sullivan's commercial aviation consulting analyst, Max Sukhasatikal, says Sukhoi enjoys a strategic advantage through its partnerships with Western firms, such as Italy's Finmeccanica. Quote, "This is exactly the type of support Russian aircraft manufacturers need to develop a strong reputation for commercial aircraft beyond its local markets," unquote. He adds that a challenge facing Russian manufacturers is the transition from traditional military production to dealing with commercial customers. Both sides are using superlatives to describe the result of Exercise Vigilant Eagle, the first joint encounter air terrorism exercise between NORAD and the Russian Air Force. The exercise was held over a 3-day period earlier this week and simulated the communications and responses which would be necessary should terrorists hijack an airliner and fly it across NORAD and Russian airspace. On Tuesday, a Gulfstream 4 dubbed Fencing 1220 was used to play the role of a Boeing 757 airliner. Its crew squawked an emergency code to controllers, initiating the operation. NORAD assigned an E-3 Sentry and diverted two F-22 fighters to intercept. Because the planned route was over Russian airspace, Russian ATC and military were notified. Halfway over the Pacific, control was handed over, and Russia put a pair of Su-27 fighters on the escort. The plane eventually landed in the Far East, where it spent the night. Then on Wednesday, the course was reversed to practice the planned handoff in the opposite direction. Master Sergeant Doug Patchen of the 176th Air Command Squadron calls Vigilant Eagle groundbreaking. Quote, "This exercise is phenomenal. The hope is that everyone walks away from the exercise with a common understanding of what communication procedures would be used in a real-world crisis," unquote. Colonel Alexander Vasilyev, Deputy Director of Security and Safety for the Russian Air Force, called it very beneficial to both sides. Quote, "There has never been an exercise like this before. Terrorism is something that affects all our countries, so it is very important that we work together to unite our countries in the fight against terrorism," unquote. The Young Eagles Flight Plan, rolled out recently by the EAA, is a series of new programs the organization says is designed to encourage young people to consider flying and aviation careers. Key elements include the Young Eagles Flight, Sporty's online Next Step program, a free first flight lesson, flight training scholarships and awards, and a free EAA student membership. After completion of the Sporty's program, prospective pilots between the ages of 16 and 20 will be eligible to apply for funds to be used for flight training. These $1,500 flight awards and $7,500 scholarships are paid to flight schools to further flight training and are underwritten by Rolls-Royce and the Harrison Ford Scholarship Fund at EAA. Beginning in late October, all Young Eagles will be offered a free EAA student membership. This membership will be valid until the member's 19th birthday and will include a membership card, e-newsletters, member discounts, and an electronic version of Sport Aviation. Still ahead, a pilot is put in a no-win situation by a passenger. Virginia names its annual aviation award winners, and the FAA wins an award for spending money quickly. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design. Maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business. Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse Twin Engine Jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And of course, every total eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, August 13th. I'm Paul Plack. It's one thing as a pilot to learn to ignore the things that don't really matter and keep flying the airplane to a safe landing. But what if you have a passenger who freaks out? The NTSB has issued a preliminary report on a skydiving flight gone bad. On August 1st in Newfane, New York, a Cessna 185 went down in trees off the runway, seriously injuring the pilot and five divers. During a telephone interview, the pilot reported that the plane accelerated and lifted off normally, but during rotation, the jump door on the right side opened. The pilot said he was not concerned, but one of the experienced parachutists attempted to secure the door and wound up partially outside the plane. The pilot physically grabbed him and tried to pull him back, became distracted, and veered left toward trees at a low airspeed. The 185 hit the trees and then the ground. This sounds like a no-win for the pilot. He and five others were injured, but a fall from the plane could have been fatal for the one, and the lawyers would be on your heels either way. What would you do? The Virginia Department of Aviation will present the 2010 Virginia Aviation Awards at the 36th Annual Virginia Aviation Conference, August 17th through 20th in Virginia Beach. The awards recognize individuals who have made significant contributions to aviation in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Jacqueline Shuck will be named Virginia Airport Manager of the Year for her achievements at the Roanoke Regional Airport for the last 21 years. Ray Conlon will receive the Virginia Aviation Person of the Year Award in recognition of his significant role in ensuring the safety of Virginia's airports as Chief Inspector of Austin Electrical Construction. And James Bennett will be honored with the Virginia Aviation Lifetime Achievement Award for his contributions as President of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. The ceremony will be held at 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, August 18th. And finally today, the FAA has received an award for demonstrating it can spend money rapidly. The Best Practices Award from Airport Consultants Council, an international trade association, notes the FAA beat deadlines set by Congress to administer and obligate half of the $1.1 billion in stimulus funds provided for airport grants within the initial 120-day time frame, and the remainder by this past February. The FAA says over $1 billion in Recovery Act funds are responsible for 362 projects at 335 airport locations around the country. 288 of those projects were for runway, taxiway, and apron construction projects. If it sounds a little weird to be incentivizing government agencies for rapid spending, it should be noted that the members of Airport Consultants Council depend for their livelihoods on planning airport projects and getting them shovel-ready. All right, all you married guys, come on. Admit it. The idea that your wife could win that award has to have crossed your mind. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, meet Dick and Carol DeGraw, who met while motorcycle racing and now share a love of flying in amazing his and hers home-built rotorcraft. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.